Okay, this is Parag Zion Hilchos Nachlus. Continuing halachas have to do with inheritors. Lachalaf and a Yorshin Nochlin Achshavu Raya Vurosh and Mason Rishon. So people are supposed to inherit land, or excuse me, get any inheritance. Don't get it until they bring valid proof, clear proof that the person who they want to inherit from died. But let's say they heard that he died, or what do you call it? The non-Jews come and they say that he died. Let's say Masichim Lefitumun in some type of conversation. Even though technically speaking, that's enough for a person to get remarried. Nonetheless, inheritors need a greater proof in this and will not be able to take the property of the estate. Let's say a woman comes and says, "My husband died." Even though she normally her testimony is accepted, and therefore she'd be entitled to take ksuba. Nonetheless, the inheritor did not get his estate. Amra, based on her word. Amra, if she says, "Mase ba'ali v'nisyavna," if she says, "My husband died," and then she's married by her brother, Hare Yavamla, Nichnas and Achla, the brother gets the estate. Al piha, based on her testimony. Because he's now basically taken over his brother's legacy, therefore he gets his estate. The person drowns in like a large body of water, like an ocean. And when is it testified that he drowned in front of them? And therefore we can't find any trace of him at all. Even though technically speaking, his wife's not allowed to remarry just yet. Nonetheless, in this case, the inheritors do get to take the estate based on this testimony. So two witnesses come and testify, they saw the person fall into a liger, assuming a lion or a tiger's den, or for instance, or they saw, for instance, they saw him crucified, and let's say, what do you call it, vultures were eating. Ocean did carve in Muhammad, or let's say he would have called was killed in battle, the mace, or Shinaron, the local hero upon him, or he was killed and couldn't recognize him. Avahayulos or but he had clear signs in his body. The hero somebody recognized that. The Holy Lebron, only situation with the Otaman, Imabad Zikro, if all traits in the loss, Akhrakaf afterwards, Yodman Nachalab Eduzu, the inheritors do get rights to this. Alpishemasinathisho, even though the woman, though his wife can't get remarried. Shaniomar Ramu says, well, they weren't stringent in these areas, Issacharis, because of the potential for Issacharis. When it comes to financial matters, the witnesses come and they give testimony about a strong assumption of the person's death, and they testify they saw this thing happen, and we can't find any trace of him. Afterwards, they hear he dies. That is enough for them to be able to inherit. And this is standard practice in every day-to-day activities they did in all courts. Ram says he doesn't know anyone who argues with this line of reasoning. Trouble if a person is captured, Shemishba, and then let's say this person is captive and turns out he dies, the Yardu Yoshal and Akhala, and then the what it called the inheritors come to divide the land, they stay, the Chalko Osam and Aam, they divide up, Emotino Samyadan. We do not take it from their possession. So too, every person, if you hear about someone who died because he's running away from some sort of danger to his life. Let's say a person, let's say left on his own volition dies. We hear he dies. We are the Yerushalayim of the Chasav. And then his inheritors go and take the estate. Then we take it away from them. Until we give proof that the person died. A person who, let's say, is taken captive, but he escapes because of fear for his death. The basin courts take over and be involved in his property. So all the movable things are given over to somebody who's trustworthy of the basin, based on the court. And then when it comes to what he called, the actual real estate, it goes to relatives who would inherit it. Could they labor to Sakakos in order to work the land, the Satan, involve them, Achiadesh and Mesu, until they find out for sure that he dies, or until the person comes back. But let's say the captain returns, or let's say the person who tried to escape from death, Shaman Ela Kurban Shalidu. So then the increase in value that was done by the relatives, we measure much Achlo, what they what they call benefited, Kimena, Kola Reason, Shalosim, Again, the sharecropping. Right? So why don't the court just appoint like a guardian, whether it's of the movable property or real estate, until the owners come back, until we know the guy died? Because when it comes to guardians, these are only appointed to minors, not for adults who are of sound mind. Let's say again, a person what do you call it, taken captive, or he escapes from danger to death. And let's say he left as a result of, when he got captured, let's say he left, for instance, grain had to be harvested, or grapes had to be harvested, or olives to be harvested. Based on the Nechasa, in that case, the court goes down and appoints a guardian. The Kotze, Botze, the Gojra takes care of all the agricultural requirements, and mostly local parents, and not only that, also sells them. When you come to Mayan, Mishra, and the Papa, and the Mazen, all the funds are given over to the court to keep an eye on. Back off, we're going to carve on the Chasim. Only after that does the relative now get involved in this property. Shem Yarat Kila, because he went at first. Shem Yit Loshel Paris, maybe he'll cut down the fruits. Shehin Katlushin, and then he'll consider them as if they're cut. The Ophel son will benefit from them. The Punyos, the Chanios, the Oslaskar. This applies to courtyards and to other types of inns, hotels, stores that are made for renting, shreinat, right, that don't really need any upkeep, and not too much effort. And the person is not normally get involved with sharecropping. The Harris cannot take over, haskar, because in such a case, you take the rent and eat it or keep it. Allocate it. So what do they do? So Bazin appoints like also like a collector, the Eskar Munach of Bazin, and the rent is the funds are kept in court. Shalo, or he's coming to take that which belongs to him. So relative never gets possession, only for fields and in this case, only for fields and gardens and vineyards. That he like a sharecropper, so he should used to do. Because we don't want it to go bad, and left basically fallow, and the land will get ruined as a result. The person leaves his area voluntarily, and he basically gives up his property. We don't know where he went to, what happened. The heirs cannot take over his property. Then Yaron, if he does, they do, and so we don't remove him. Then Bezin on top of though. Bezin hasn't been involved in such a case. They'll have him about Petropas or appoint a guardian. They'll carve him up and for his real estate and move a property. Should I think Yosef and Yechnechasov because he did this voluntarily? The Ketzi that didn't Yechzeh. So what's the luck of acquiring his property? The move of property remains in possession of the person who it's in his Rishus. Achiyav was there until he returns to the Yitzvah and makes a claim. Oh, Achiyam was, or if he dies, be through a Yorshman and the inheritors take it. Now, that's about to close. When it comes to real estate, so when it comes to real estate, which he left someone, let's say living in it, do not collect rent from him. When it comes to field or vineyard that has a sharecrop, we leave the situation as is until he returns. When it comes to field or vineyard where there are, what do you call it, whole, start basically little holes in it, which means it's starting to become fallow, we leave it that way. Because he willingly wanted to lose the money. The other that, again, he lost it willingly. Ain't on him with Zuman. We were in such a case, and he did it intentionally. We don't have to return it to what his state was. Finally, Shemavo, Shemes, let's say, what do you call it? We hear someone who left on his own died. Basin takes over all the property of Nuchma's son, Eitzel Mammon, Alpian. They give it over to someone to trust. The relative then takes over the fields and the vineyards, Aris like a sharecropper, actually Raya Hirosh Mace until it's proven they actually died, or Achinovo, or unless he returns. That ends Parak 9. I'll continue with Parak 9 next time.